Come on, there we go. We're in a little series, month of January, and guess what it's called? Where? Just like I stood in that building last night and I looked up to the Lord, I said, we're doing it. Look at it. We're doing it. A little series called We're Doing It. Amen? Let's go with the message this morning. Raj, here we go. We're rolling. It's January 1, baby. And you in church on Sunday morning. You're already getting off to a good start. Amen? Come on. Here you go. You're off and running. Title of my message today, say it with me. Do it what? One more time. Do it what? One more time. Do it what? That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about doing stuff now. And let's just go ahead and roll it. I can talk about it. We're going to look at it. Here we go. People said all day long, I'm just living what? Day at a time. I'm just living a day at a time. Yes, yeah, sweet Jesus. Amen. Living a day at a time. Listen, you know what I think? I don't think most people do. I don't think most people live a day at a time. I think people live their lives and don't even know that a day's even gone by. Just you know, they don't even think about it. All right? You know what I think? They're lying. Yeah. Living day at a time. Yeah. Let's talk about it today. Where are we headed? Days don't matter to most folks. We're just here on this planet. We're just you know, here we are. Days don't matter to most people. That's craziness. That's not the way you should live your life. I should live my life. Since 12 noon on Christmas Sunday, 2011, here's how much time that has slipped away from your life. Pop it up. 167 hours gone. Okay? 6 days and 23 hours since the last time I stood up on this stage and was preaching. You think like that at all or not? You just think you're going to be here forever, say. Amen? Do days matter? Does time matter? That's what we're talking about. Since it's January 1st, we may as well talk about stuff like this. Amen? Come on. You shouldn't have come. You got your tail, getting your tail kicked. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Come on. I'm here to motivate you, though. If you're always talking about tomorrow, you'll never get anything done when. You know people like that? Are you like that? All tomorrow. Tomorrow, you don't get squat done. I can't take being around people like that. Drive me straight up a wall. Amen? Tomorrow. Listen, the one area that we have the most control over in our life is, say it with me, today. You have control over that. You can make something of your today. But a lot of times we don't, and for a number of reasons. Those people who never start living in the now, it seems like their problems never stop coming. Now, I've done this as a living. Preaching, counseling, talking to people since I was about 18 years old. It's amazing. People that don't seize the opportunity of today, it seems like their problems just keep on coming and just keep on coming. And they just love to talk about them and whatever. Instead of doing something that they could do today that would be good. You understand where I'm coming from a little bit? Keep riding with me. Living today means what? Doing it what? Not tomorrow. I'm serious. I'll do it tomorrow or tomorrow. I'll change my life. Damn, you ain't going to do nothing. Do it now. Get her done when? Today. That's the only day you got, man. You can have all the plans in the world, but it's useless unless you take action what? And one thing that's really aggravating is to talk to people with all these plans they got. Oh, yeah, and you never do nothing. Are you kidding me here? Shh, hush. Do something! Amen? Do it now. Living in the now and accepting responsibility for what? Today, that's what I'm talking about. Now, we're going somewhere. Just keep on rolling with me. All right, here we go. Here we go. There you go. Look at you. Come on. Daddy's on it. Here. Life isn't fair. It's never going to be fair. If you're waiting for life to get fair so you'll start living today, listen, life isn't fair. It's never going to be fair. And guess what? Stop looking for the tooth fairy. Pop her up. Go ahead. Can I see her again? Come on. Let me see. Woo. Yeah. Come on one more time. Woo. When are you going to start doing something? Listen, life isn't fair. It's never going to be fair, so stop looking for the tooth fairy. And I feel sorry for many of you. Look, the Vikings aren't going to be in the playoffs this year. I'm sorry. I know you're weeping. I know, it's hard. And I even got Minnesota Viking pajama pants that I don't even get to wear. I mean, what's up with that? Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Let's get back to the message. Here we go. Listen, live in the now. Take responsibility and live when? Today. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? You're here on the 1st of January. I want you to have the best year you can possibly have. You got to quit waiting for things to be perfect. You understand? Say. And whining and just complaining and being negative and down and this happened and that happened. And all the time, time's passing by. Time's passing by. Time's passing by. Days are turning into weeks. Weeks to months. Months to years. And there you are. I don't want to be there. Focus on what you can do when. That's what we're talking about. Anything worth doing is worth doing today. I'll do it tomorrow. Why can't you do it today? Well, it's Sunday, and I ain't supposed to work on Sunday. Amen. Well, we'll give you a pass. You go on and do it. Amen. Come on. Do something, man. Are you in denial about living in the now? Are you living your life? The Bible says, John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, destroy. I'm come that you might have life, and you might have it what? More abundantly. That means life to the full. But if you're not living in the now, living today, you're not living life in the full, and you are not in the will of God. And that's not God's plan for your life. It's not His plan for my life. Are you waiting for somebody else? Oh, this is what a lot of people do. They're waiting for somebody else to step up and start living in the now for them. Well, if he'll just get his act together one day, we'll be good, you know. Or if she'll just get her life right, you know, then we can do this thing. Why can't you do what needs to be done today? Say, why you need somebody else to always do for you? You listening or not? Come on. Why not you and why not today? That's what I'm talking about. Kicking us off on our new year. If you're waiting for things to be perfect before you start, you'll never what? You'll never make it. If you're waiting for all the stars to line up. Are you kidding? Come on. It's the start, say that with me, that stops most people. It's one of my favorite quotes. You'll hear me quote it a few times a year anyway. It's the start that stops most people. It's the start that stops most people. And with coaching and ball teams, things like that, a lot of times ball teams live in the past. The glory days, or they live in the past because they've been failing. And they don't think they can make it. But it takes a new start. And it's a start that stops most people. Most of us don't live in the now because we don't want to start living in the now. That's the truth, I'm telling you. I know this stuff, man. Here's the beautiful thing. I love this. Years ago, I wrote this down. You can start from Fellowship Church in Englewood, Florida, and you get anywhere you want to in the world. Yeah, come on. That's a good quote. That is a good quote. You can get anywhere you want to in the world from right here. I really believe it. I believe you can be anything you want to be. I believe if you wanted to be like Zach and go on the other side of the planet and minister in Korea, even though people are going to tell you you're crazy, you lost your mind. But you know what? If you set your mind to something, if you work towards it, if you set that as a goal, it's amazing. You can be anywhere in the world you want to be. You understand? Well, I'm not happy here. I don't like it anymore. You know why you're not happy here? Because you don't want to be happy here. That's why you're not happy here. That's why I tell you 75 heads north. Amen. Are you hearing me? You can be happy. Since when do I have to make you happy? Are you listening, church? Say. Or where you work, I'd be happy if they... Well, since when are they responsible for you being happy? Say. It's because you're not living. You're not living in the now. Oh, you're living like a little privileged kid from somewhere. Oh, yeah. Come on. Not going to cut you any slack. You need to be happy. You need to live life, man. It's a start that stops most people, though. I can't do it. I just, you know, whatever. Keep looking. Do it now. That's what I'm talking about. Now, here we go with the word. You're going to have some word coming at you now. Here we go. Hang on. Y'all all right? Already have people leaving. Here we go. No, I'm just kidding. We're playing. Here we go. So often, now listen really good with me now. Worrying about mess. Now, that's an old country thing. That's what we call it. So often, worrying about mess keeps us from living today and getting anything of value accomplished. Worrying about mess. Worrying keeps us from getting things accomplished today. How many, when you're stressed out, you're at your best?
Oh, when I'm stressed, oh yeah. When I'm worrying and I'm all sick to my stomach and everything, my stomach's in knots, I'm very productive. You see what I'm saying?
Worrying about mess keeps us from getting anything done. Worrying, fretting, stressing kills productivity. And by the way, say it with me, it kills what? Relationships. Anybody with half a brain don't want to be stuck with somebody who's all screwed up. Are you listening to me, yes or no? Yes or no? Absolutely. It kills things. Keep looking. So stop worrying about some mess this year. Well, when are you going to stop? Today. Exactly. Now. We're going to work on it. How about us work on it? Can we work on it this morning? Here we go. Let's look at it. We're going to listen to Jesus. Okay? Not Gary, because I do all these bad things wrong. I'm as messed up as anybody. All right? I struggle. But let's look at the Bible and see what it says. How can I stop worrying about that mess? How can I start living today? How can I get the most out of my new year? How can 2012 be the best year of my whole life that I've ever lived on this planet? Can it be the best? It can be the best ever. How can it happen? Let's go to the Word. It's not going to happen with just you making a resolution. I resolve it's going to be the best year of my life. You've got to get off your tail. And something's got to give, baby. Let's look at it. Number one, say it with me. Stop what? Worrying and start what? Realizing one more time, you're not there yet. Stop worrying and start realizing. Let's let that be our first point. Jesus said, wherefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what shall be, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment or clothes? God feeds birds and you're better than birds. Look at what the Bible says. Behold the fowls of the air. They don't sow not. They sow not. They don't reap. They don't gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than birds? Sure you are. Absolutely. You need to realize that. Instead of worrying about how bad you got it, how you don't matter, you do matter. And worrying doesn't work. Worrying doesn't work. How many times you've just worried yourself sick and it fixed everything? Can I see your hand? Oh, I just worried myself. I was throwing up in the toilet. It was great, and it fixed it all. It doesn't work. Worrying doesn't fix things. Okay? You need to realize this. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to your stature? I just want to be taller. It ain't happening. The one thing you can do is lose weight, okay? I'll go ahead and tell you. All right? You can. You can lose weight. You can get out there and do something. I understand that. But you, certain things we worry about, you can't do nothing about. Listen, keep going. So number one, stop worrying and start realizing. Number two, say it with me. Stop what? Worrying and start having what? Faith. Let's talk about it. And why take you thought for your clothes, raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, Jesus talking. How they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. They ain't all screwed up. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these beautiful flowers. That's your Savior talking. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe who? You. Oh, you of little faith. Listen, instead of worrying, start having faith, believing that God's with me, God loves me, He's going to take care of me. I can make it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's a friend that sits closer than a brother. But friend, you got to do something. You're not going to quote Scripture if you don't know Scripture. You listening, yes or no?
So you got to do something. I wish I could do that. You can do it. Amen. Say, sure you can. You can do this stuff. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing what? Well, I don't have faith like you. Well, it's because you haven't read the Bible. That's the truth. Isn't that the truth? Yes or no? That's the truth. Well, I read the Bible. I've had so many people go, I read the Bible. You lying. I read it from cover to cover. I read the Bible. But still just don't have any faith, meaning a snake. Are you kidding me? You're just trying to impress me, aren't you? I'm not impressed. Because if you read the Bible and you don't have any faith, what book were you reading? I read it and got some faith. Amen? And I didn't get it all in one dose. I have to keep reading it all the time because life keeps happening and junk keeps happening. I just have to keep reading and keep getting into it and keep eating it because I need help every day. Amen? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. You can have faith. Faith's going to give you hope. You're going to be able to see things that you can't even see. And what do I mean? You're going to be able to see a future. Instead of seeing the problems, you're going to be able to see that you have a future and that God's good and life is good and where you live is not a disaster. You listening or not? Can you imagine how many people, if they would, they would kill to be able to live here and be able to walk on that beach that you never walk on? Because you're so messed up and life is so bad. I'm not saying you don't have some struggles, but you got to do something. You hearing me today? Come on. Number three, stop worrying and start what? Worshiping. I'm going to tell you something. You're lying to me, to yourself, when you're worrying and stressing and fretting and upset and your tongue is killing you and all that stuff, but I'm worshiping Jesus. Amen. You're not. You're not worshiping Him. Worrying trumps worship every time. Worrying trumps worship. God says, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. Okay, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And when you're worrying and stressed and I can't make it, I can't do it, you're not worshiping. Got it? Yes or no? This is really important. To be the key to your whole life being changed and happy and fulfilled. It's incredible, but and it's not up to me to do it. For you or someone else or your situation to change, or if I could just move, or if I could just do this, Have you noticed in all the scenarios you're in each one of them? You ever thought that maybe you're the problem? Say, hey, yes or no? Uh-oh, light just went on for like 9 people in the room. Here we go. Come on. Start worshiping. Jesus speaking. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles or heathens seek. For your heavenly Father, what? Knows that you have need of these things. Say it with me. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus speaking. I love this little verse. I came across it when I was a young man. Psalm 55:17. It was a verse I used to sing. Evening and morning and at noon, will I pray and cry aloud. And He shall hear my voice, He shall hear my voice. Evening and morning and at noon, evening and morning and at noon. Psalm 55:17. Can we try to sing that together? Instead of worrying, maybe you can open your Bible sometime and go over there and do this. It's not that hard. Try it with me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. And He shall hear my voice, He shall hear my voice, evening and morning and at noon. That's a day, ain't it? Evening and morning and at noon. That's how time I checked in a day. One more time. Evening and morning and at noon. Didn't talk about next week, did it? Say. You understand? That's huge, man. Stop worshiping. Stop worrying and start worshiping Him. I love this. So many of these psalms you can sing. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. How many knows that's a song? Here we go. I ain't done it in years. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. That was pretty good. One more time. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Ooh, I love it. Even hearing some kids singing. Amen. Yea, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me Thy ways, O Lord. Teach me Thy paths. Instead of worrying, worship. Lead me in Thy truth. Teach me. For Thou art the God of my salvation. On Thee do I wait all the what? Sound like a day, doesn't it? Say. You understanding? Have I lost you? Worrying, stressing will kill you living in the now. Instead of worrying, start worshiping. Stop worrying and start living when? Today. And we're not much longer. Let's look. Here we go. Jesus continuing Matthew 6. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. I love this line from Jesus. Sufficient unto the what? Is the what? Here you worried about all this, and you got enough mess and crap right here to worry about if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Deal with this stuff right here. Instead of way over here, I got too much, I'm overwhelmed. Have you ever thought just chiseling away and chipping away and working on today, you just might get something done at the end of the day, and you might look back and go, well, look at that. Amen. Come on, I got three of you in the room that are agreeing with me. Good. Here we go. Go to now, you that say today or tomorrow, we'll go into a city. We'll continue there a year. We'll buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you don't know what shall be on tomorrow. James was the half-brother of Jesus. James was the pastor of the church in Jerusalem where they were being hunted down like dogs and killed. James says, you don't know what's going to be on tomorrow. What is your life? It's a vapor that appears for a little time and vanishes away. So many in the early church were being hunted down like dogs and killed. And that day was the only day they had. But we live in America. We're different. We've changed. There's a wonderful secret about living in today. Amen? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. How many have had something happen in their life? The day before, you didn't know what was going to happen. And then it happened, and it killed you. It hurt so bad. That's the problem with living down the road somewhere. You don't know what's going to happen on tomorrow. Today could have been a good day. You listening? Today could have been a good day. We don't even know if we're going to be here tomorrow. You ever get a phone call? Anybody in the room ever get a phone call? Somebody that you thought was alive, they're not alive anymore. Can I see that hand? My hand's there. You see what I'm saying? This now stuff really matters, doesn't it? It's pretty important, guys. I didn't put this message together because it's the new year. We need some balloons, some streamers. I didn't do this. This is the Word of God. This is the Bible. This is how we ought to live all the time. It's good stuff, man. Today is all I've been given. That's all I have is today. So I'm going to holler on this day.
because I don't know if I'll be here next week. Amen. I'm going to preach. Whatever I'm going to do, do it to the full. I mean, that's when I'm in my right mind. Amen. Yeah. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live. We shall do this or we shall do that. Today it's all I've been given, man. Amen? Presuming on tomorrow is what? A lot of us don't know that. We don't know that's in the Bible. James says, but now you're rejoicing of your boastings for tomorrow I'm going to do this, next week I'm going to do this. He says, all such rejoicing is what? Boasting on tomorrow, which you don't know you have, is evil. Putting things off that you can do is not right. We don't think like that, though. We think I have a right. I've been hurt, so I can just be like this. This happened to me, so I can just not live life anymore. It's because it doesn't matter anymore. That is not right. That's not honoring to God your Father. Amen, say. It's not honoring to those who love you, those that are around you. You hearing me or not? I know we need time to heal. I know we need some time to be encouraged. I understand that. But if you're not careful, you'll live the rest of your life like that. And that's not acceptable. Not doing good today is sin. You got some good to do. Therefore, to him that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it's what? Well, I don't smoke and chew and run with the girls that do. Yeah, but you know what you don't do? You don't get a thing done good. You understand? Say, you got all the rules checked. But how about, are you making a difference? Is there a smile on your face? Have you entered into somebody else's world and given them a lift? I mean, what's happening in your world? Come on. You're the light of the world. Come on. Do it what? And when should you start? Somebody take a while. Guess what the calendar said? You know, January the 1st. How many things you should start on the 2nd? You better hush. I'm going to throw something at you. Amen. Here's some common sense stuff. I'm going to close with some common sense stuff in case the cookies have been too high this morning. We're going to lower them down here. Here we go. Here we go. You don't need to lose it to live it. You don't need to lose it to live it. What do I mean? You need to live like you were dying. And there is. There's something killing me. There's something probably killing you. I don't know if you've checked it out. We're all going to die one day. Instead of waiting to the day you're dead to live like you're dying, or do you get something terminal, why don't you live like you're dying now? What am I talking about? Why not? Listen to me. Here's what I'm talking about. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. Some other scriptures. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Life becomes so much more precious to people when they're about to what? Exactly. Well, I wanted to do this and I never got to, so I'm going to go do it. People do that all the time. There's whole charities out there for people to be able to go do things when they're dying. And that's great. They want to bless people. I love that. But why don't we live like that? Say, why do we have to lose it before we start living it? Yes or no? Why? I don't understand that. Doesn't make any sense to me. You know why people live? You know, do the things they've wanted to do their whole life when they're dying? Because they don't think they have much what? Time left. That's why. We got to go do this. We got to do that. We got to call somebody. We got to forgive somebody. We got to do. Why can't you do that today? Yes or no? Say, why? The reason is because you think you have time. But what makes you think you do? What makes you think you have time? I hate to say it. I've done funerals for little babies. A mama turns her eye, the baby's in the pool dead. I've done several of them. We have a beautiful family in our church. The little boy was riding the bicycle out in front of their house, and they're watching him ride the bike. Lightning hits him and kills him. What makes you think? Boys at the park out here leaning on the fence at ball practice a few years ago, lightning hits the fence. Killed. You understand? I can't drive around Inglewood without some little monument set up beside the road where somebody was killed. They're not there just for decoration. That's somebody's life. What happened? You see what I'm saying? You need to stop thinking you got it tomorrow. You need to stop thinking that way. And I'm not trying to get on to you or get ugly with you, but if I have to, I will. You stop thinking that way. Today is a day. Amen? This is a great day! It's amazing. When you start living this way, listen to me, church. When you start living this way, it will change how you talk to people. I mean, your attitude about where you work, everything. It can change your whole life if you start living in the now. I'm not just whistling Dixie up here. All right? This is the only day I know I have. I'm alive, so I know I got this one. Amen? I got up this morning. Woo, I'm alive. I came over here. I actually went to McDonald's. Got me some coffee. And did you know what? People at McDonald's matters too, so I talked to them. How are you? Good to see you. Some lady said, hey, that color looks good on you. I was like, thank you. You never know. I'm saying, you can have a good day, can't you say? Come hear men praying with me. That's a good day. You see what I'm saying? Live it. You get to come. You're coming. I get to hug you, talk to you. This is incredible. You see? But this is me in my right mind. And I'm being honest. Because I'm just like you. I struggle. I get to where, you understand? Say, don't come on. Don't be coming at me and say, yeah, you don't know. I know. Trust me. This is the right way to live. You understand? What I'm telling you is the right way to live. Do I do it all the time? No. Should I? Yes. You should too. Do it now. Today, we're done, is the day to be saved. Today is the day you should be saved. If you're not a believer in Christ, today is the day you should say, Jesus Christ, I believe in you. I put my faith in you. Today is a day to be saved. You understand? That's what the Bible says. Now's accepted time. Today's the day of salvation. The book of Hebrews. Today's the day to get right with who? God. Today. Well, I'll get right in my... Are you kidding? You seriously think I'm going to believe that? Today is the day to get right with God. Amen? And guess what? You can do that every day. If we confess our sins, He's what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can get right with God every day. But you got to do it today. Today is the day to get right with others. You don't know. Well, you know, when I feel up to it, I'll make that phone call. How hard is it? Really, be honest with you. Come on with me here. How hard is it to show mercy to somebody? You can do that. You can do that. You can do that. I'm not saying the pain's all going to go away, but I do know this, you're going to feel a whole lot better. You're going to feel a whole lot better. It's going to start freeing you up to live in your day. You understand what I'm talking about? You understand? God's not trying to pick on you, make you some super Christian. He gives us these things of forgiveness and things like that that we can do because it frees us up to live. Amen. Today is the day to love my what? Not a reason in the world why you can't love your family today. Well, you don't understand. My sister did this. My brother did this. My mama did this. My daddy did this. Listen, I know there's extreme circumstances, but so many of us, we live in this just cluttered mess. You ought to get right with your family. When? Today. You ought to go home today and do what you can do today. If you want to have a great 2012, I'm telling you, you're going to see things. You just go, if you start living in the now, it's going to be incredible. Today is the day to what? Give something away. Why do you need to wait? Is there somebody you want to give something to? Is there something you have that you could go bless somebody with? Why don't you do it today? Wouldn't it be great? You could do it today. They're going to be so shocked. You know? Why not? Well, if you know, if they're good to me, I might give it to them later when I'm about dead. Well, that's just going to eat at you your whole life. You know what today is? Today is the day to encourage somebody. You can open up your mouth today. When you go eat, wherever you're at today, you can actually go, God bless you. Say that with me. God bless you. One more time. God, I said that a few weeks to a lady. She looked at me. She said, I've lived my whole life and no one ever said that to me. I was in shock. You can do that. Amen? Say. A little word to somebody. Somebody across the street that you don't even know them. You could go over there today and you go, how are you doing? My name is... I should have spoken to you earlier. But that's changing today. Because I can. You understand? Why not? Today is the day to do something what? Cool. Has there been something you've been wanting to do and you just didn't do it? Why didn't you do it? Why aren't you doing it? Have you lost your mind? You might want to go parasail down at Inglewood Beach. Why not? That's something you wanted to do. You understand, yes or no? You might want to take a trip. Why not try to go home and make the arrangements today? You listening or not? It's okay. It's okay to do something cool. It's okay to do something fun. Do it, though, instead of putting it off. Today is the day to live. To live. Amen? Did you get the message? All right. It's living in the now. Amen. Praise the Lord for His Word. That won't me. That's His Word, baby. Amen. We're doing it. All right. Come on. Stand up.